The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Merry Christmas, everyone. Wow, what a year. And we're going to discuss more of the year 2016 in review. But this is an awesome, awesome, awesome year. So Merry Christmas. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." If you put Jesus Christ as front and center of your life, and if you make him really the Lord of your life, everything else will fall in their perfect, proper places. In spite of the challenges, in spite of the mistakes, you will overcome because of him. What a wonderful Savior and Lord, and what a precious gift that the Father God has given us, such a great love. It's such a great year. Ever since I entered the ministry, year 2016 is one, if not the busiest year in my life. God opened doors on all sides. December 2015, last year, by this time, I was preparing for the December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints. And what the Lord had me release prophecies for 2016 are so good that if we did not receive them by faith in those times, it boggled the mind. And now we have seen, we have witnessed the manifestations of these prophecies. One of the prophecies released for 2016 is God is going to send political revival in this country, something that the world did not see coming, and the world will never be able to explain how it happened. To God be the glory. The other prophecy that manifests and began to manifest at the same time is the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence for the body of Christ to those that are righteous and obedient and are faithful. That year, last year, I tried to understand what the Lord had me release for that conference. I was not able to comprehend, but they manifested like the other great things that the Lord said for this year. We're going to wait, and we're excited for the prophetic gathering of the saints for this year, for 2017. We're going to discuss more about that next week. If you have not registered yet for the December 31st prophetic gathering, do not put it off. You can go to our website, sogmi.org. Again, our website is sogmi.org. The registration fee is $60 per person, and that covers your dinner. It's a sit-down dinner, and yes, it's a formal attire. Formal meaning your best outfit for Jesus, and most of us, most of the core team, if not all of the core team, will be dressed formally for Jesus for this event. And for the guys, a suit or a tuxedo will be appropriate. Let us do this for Jesus. This December prophetic gathering of the saints will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel at the Rim, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. Also, Since the New Year falls on Sunday, we will hold that Sunday morning service at the Hilton Hotel at 10:30 a.m. so that I will have some sleep. And we will not have an evening service, only for that day. We will not have the evening service. Glory to God. What God is going to reveal for 2017 will be something greater than 2016. If you and I can comprehend that with me, I receive it by faith. If it's good, I will receive it because it's from God. Only He can make things happen anyway. I just got back from a mission trip in the Philippines. We held Empower a Leader, Empower a Nation Ministers Conference. We held prophetic and business schools, and we held one healing crusade in Estancia Iloilo, my first time in that island. Joshua, Divina, Gail, and Sandy went with me. It was a life-changing event for all of them, my team. I was humbled too. It changed my life too. And I will be happy to report that more than 300 people got saved. God performed many miracles. Many pastors were empowered and are encouraged that God can really use them in the miraculous. And God established new connections in the Philippines for Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International. And before I left the country, we already finalized a big conference to be held in 2017. Glory to God. So if I sound tired, I am. I'm still in the Philippines time, and I'm trying to adjust my very best. And of course, to prepare for the upcoming conference. And at the same time, we can even write a book, just our trip, our plane trip. I'm going to share something more about that in the next program, and we're going to talk about what God is saying to the church. God did something unusual and different in the Philippines this time, and it is by design. It is an intention that I have been very mindful of, since God is moving supernaturally in the Philippines. So there was something unusual that happened in the Philippines this time. For some of you who saw the video made by Joshua concerning our trips in 2015 and 2014, you will understand why. For those of you who did not see the video, and if time permits, we're going to show it to you again during the December 31st conference. But I'm going to tell you, ever since I've been going to the Philippines, that is for the past 9 years, the Holy Spirit always moved in a way that hundreds will get slain under His presence without me or anyone laying hands on them, almost in a blink of an eye. There are some instances that people are lined up, and of course there's catchers behind them, and even the catchers got slain. And it happened over and over again. And last year, I think, or probably this year, God slain thousands of people in one time. More than 1,000. All in one time. And the people from the back are the one who got slain first, and it's just like a tidal wave. It was spectacular. People fell under the power of the Holy Spirit almost in a blink of an eye. So this time, I was talking to God early in the morning, like 2 o'clock in the morning, which is about 12 noon, our time. I was talking about the upcoming leadership training, the Empower Leader, Empower Nation Ministers Conference, and the Prophetic School. I was asking the Lord for instructions. My instruction is to have Joshua and Divina also lay hands on the leaders and prophesy to them. And a thought came to my mind that I am very grateful and very humbled that God is using me and continues to use me in the supernatural. I am very grateful that people will always talk about this leadership training and the prophetic school on how God moved and they all got slain. It was spectacular. But this time, I want something different, that it is something that they will hold dear for the rest of their life, that it will really change them, not just a spectacular event. Those, I am very grateful for those, because we all know that those are from the Holy Spirit. So this time, I made everyone sit. There are more than 1,000 of them. I made them sit down so that we can all minister personally to them. Me, Divina, and Joshua ministered to all of them. And their lives will never be the same again, because this time, a personal touch, Jesus was loving on them through us. And it is something that it's life-changing, even for us. So in this trip, before the leadership training and prophetic school and the healing crusade, we made sure that each and every one, I mean each and every one, are touched by the Lord personally. And they can start their love relationship and their intimate relationship with the Lord and their walk with God personally, that we are out of the way, but they have a direct contact with God, and the Holy Spirit will be able to teach them. We accomplish that. We lay hands on thousands of ministers, leaders, and congregation, and for those that were just born again, all of them, they were personally touched by the Lord through us. So, the Lord answered my prayer. I want to do something greater for Him and for the team, to be able to see the vision that we have, that we will decrease so that Jesus will increase in His people's lives. So we prophesied, and Divina and Joshua, it was really something to have people who are prophesying and minister instead of just me. And of course, Gail and Sandy, they experience being used by God supernaturally for the first time, and their lives will never be the same again. So Jesus was front and center. And now, through the Holy Spirit, He's beginning to instruct and to reveal things, heavenly things, to His people, direct, personally, intimately. And that's what Jesus wanted. I have one experience that I'm going to share with you, which really, I'm so excited. In this particular mission, the word of knowledge just came very, very clearly to me. I have been doing this for many, many years. I've been prophesying, have held many prophetic schools, and the Lord always moved. But this time, it was the word of knowledge that moved me. When we held a healing crusade or a miracle crusade in Estancia Iloilo, this is a remote place, by the way, hundreds showed up, and between 40 to 50 people got saved that Sunday afternoon. And all of them were touched by the Lord. As soon as the pastor from Pampanga, Pastor Dan, called for an altar call, I prayed for each and every one of them. I released blessings upon their lives, and word of knowledge started flowing from my mouth, out of my mouth. And there was this little girl, between 8 to 10 years old. She's so cute. And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge about this girl. I could almost see myself in her. So I looked at her and I asked her to look at me. And I told her, do you know that Jesus loves you and that you are going to do what I've been doing right now? And said, going all over the world to preach and to minister to his people. She looked at me. And you are like me. And said, do you know that you are just like me? So I told her what she's been dreaming about almost every night. That got her attention. She gave me this look that, how did you know? And then I doubled up. I told her that here is the second dream that you've been dreaming about. I said, constantly. And I told her, and she started crying. She started nodding her head, and she started crying. And everybody was in awe. They were in shock. And when I lay hands on her, she received the Lord and got slain by the Holy Spirit. Her life will never be the same again. And her destiny is already sealed. Isn't that wonderful? See, only God can reveal dreams. Only God can give the interpretation of those dreams. But this little girl, she will never forget that day, and I will never forget that day, that Jesus made sure that she, this girl, is convinced that she's special in the eyes of God. And her destiny is great. And before I knew it, parents are pushing their children to come up front. Some are practically shoving them right in front of me so that I can prophesy to them. And the word of knowledge continued to flow. And those children, those young people, they knew that only God can reveal those dreams on who they are in Christ Jesus. And my life is never the same again. What an awesome God we serve. How awesome is that? This is just so like God. He never and does not look at our situations, our own lack, our own mistakes, our past, our gender. He always have a plan, an elaborate plan for our lives, like that little girl, like me, like you. I am grateful for the privilege of representing our Lord Jesus Christ wherever I go. I am forever grateful that He loved me and that He has faith in me, and His faith does not waver. I have been in the ministry since 1989, in the leadership position a few months after that. I never planned on it. It never entered my mind. But the things that God offered me and His love is so overwhelming that it is my confidence even now. I never seen God panic. I never seen God in shock. I never have known God ran out of ways and means or ideas to get us where we should be. He never panic. I don't know how He does it. But you know what? I am so glad that He is a living God. And He's a kind of God that He is. I still remember my mandate from Him in the summer of 2015. He told me, Christina, I need you. Please teach my people how to love me. So simple, yet so profound, because every time I preach about the love of God, He does something spectacular. All he wanted is for you to receive his love, to receive his forgiveness, and to love him back. It's as simple as that. It is Christmas, and God gave us the greatest gift ever, his only begotten Son. Isn't it time, this Christmas, to offer him a gift, your heart? Love him back and receive that love. That is the greatest gift that he will desire to have from you. It will not cost you anything, but give you an opportunity to gain everything in him and through him. So every time I teach about his love and how to romance God, people's lives are changed. God cannot help himself. He loves back because he is love. And now I started preparing the single people, those who have desire to get married or to have a God-ordained relationship. I start them not with premarital counseling, but how to fall in love with Jesus, how to have that romance with Jesus, that Jesus is their first love. If Jesus is your first love, everything else will fall in their proper places. Trust me on this. So in the Philippines, we entered a new realm because of the revival that is taking place in this country. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery." Of course, God the Father is talking to God the Son, to our Lord Jesus Christ. "Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. And you will rule them with an iron scepter." It means to say it's immovable, it's solid. The kingdom of God will be established forever. And then, in Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, this is Jesus talking to the body of Christ with an instruction and with a promise. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 through 27. "To him who overcomes, and that's my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father." So Revelation 2:26 to 2:27, we can ask God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ to give us the nations. And we already have the authority in his name. That's where we're entering in 2017. So if you think that 2016 is fast, in 2017, we will soar to a greater heights. So don't forget, if you have not done so, register to the December 31st Prophetic Gathering of the Saints by going to our website, sogmi.org. And also remember, since it falls on Sunday, just only for that day, on January 1st, Sunday, we will also hold our Sunday service in the morning at 10:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel. We will not have any evening service that day. Okay? So I thank you. I thank you for listening to this radio broadcast. We just entered our fifth year last September. And it's been a great and awesome ride with the Lord. So God bless you for tuning in, and Merry, Merry Christmas. See you again, and you're going to hear from me on December 31st. Hope to see you there.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.